This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It's 10 minutes after 6 on this Wednesday morning from WSMI, WSMI FM 106. Time now for part one of the Morning Ag Show. We join WSMI Ag Director Gabe Osborne.
Thank you very much, Randy, and good morning. We'll take a look at your grain futures on the Chicago Board of Trade that finished lower yesterday amid the ongoing dispute in Saudi Arabia over the bombed oil refinery. Corn for December finished 6 cents lower to 368. March corn was down 6 as well to 380. And May corn was down 6 1/4 to 388 1/4. Soybeans for November were down 6 1/4 to 893 3/4. January beans were down 6 1/2 to 907 1/4. March beans were down 6 1/4 to 919 1/2. Chicago wheat on Tuesday was down 4 1/2 to 484 1/4. March wheat was also down 4 1/2 to 490 3/4. May wheat was down 4 1/2 as well to 495 1/4. Soybean meal Tuesday was down $1.10 to $2.94.10. December bean meal was also down $1.10 to $2.97.80. January bean meal was down $1.30 to $2.99.50. Finally, soybean oil for October was down 29 to 29.85. December bean oil was also down 29 to 29.99. January bean oil was down 28 to 30.21. So to recap Tuesday's grain futures, corn was down 6, soybeans down 6 to 6 1/2, wheat was down 4 1/2, soybean meal down $1.10 to $1.30, and soybean oil down 28 to 29 cents. Now we'll move on and take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for Tuesday's Cash Grain Report.
This is Tuesday's report of grain price and trend prepared by the Illinois Department of Agriculture. The Lincoln grain price were lower on Tuesday afternoon with a forecast of warm weather allowing crops to mature. In northern western Lincoln, grain dealers quoted shell corn bids down 6 to 8 cents at 317 to 363. Soybean bids were mostly 4 to 6 lower at 819 to 840. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids down 6 cents at 343 to 367. Soybean bids were 5 to 6 cents lower at 828 to 873. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were mostly 6 to 9 cents lower at 309 to 383. Soybean bids were 6 to 9 lower at 811 to 854. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were 6 cents lower at 850 to 879. Basis was steady at 44 under to 15 under the November. High pro soybean meal on a truck basis offered at 280.10 to 297.10 a ton. Down $1.10 a ton with basis unchanged at 14 under to 3 over the October. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids were 6 cents lower at 368 to 383 with basis unchanged at option to 15 over the December. Illinois River barge floating elevators quoted a producer corn bids down 6 to 9 cents at 342 to 366 with basis unchanged to down 3 at 26 under to 2 under the December. Soybeans ended 3 to 6 cents lower at 842 to 847 with basis unchanged to up 3 at 52 under to 47 under the November. East St. Louis barge loading tomatoes placed their producer corn bids 6 cents lower at 355 to 356. These elevators lowered their soybean prices 6 cents, quotations at 859 to 860. Soft wheat closed 5 cents lower at 485 to 486. And Milo ended the day down 6 cents at 352 to 353. Contract bids producers for October and November delivery corn in the northern part of the state at 324 to 358, soybeans at 818 to 854. And in the central part of the state, corn for October and November delivery at 342 to 363, soybeans at 828 to 878. And in the southern part of the state, corn for October and November delivery at 309 to 378, soybeans at 811 to 854. And June-July wheat at 468 to 494. That concludes our report. David Humphreys with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Tuesday's livestock futures finished positively in the cattle side of things. Hogs finished lower. Live cattle for October were up $1.35 to $99.35. December live cattle were up $1.27 to $105.30. February live cattle were up $1.32 to $111.77. Feeder cattle for September were up 262 to 139.17. October feeders were up 310 to 137.30. November feeders were up $1.87 to 135.05. Finally, lean hogs for October were down $1.52 to 62.10. December lean hogs lost $3 to 67.67. February lean hogs were down $2.30 to 73.55. So to recap Tuesday's closing livestock futures, live cattle were up $1.27 to $1.35. Feeder cattle gained $1.87 to $3.10. Lean hogs lost $1.52 to $3. Now we'll move on and take you back to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for Tuesday's Cash Livestock Report.
This is the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Tuesday afternoon's Livestock Report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 1 cent lower in a range of $41 to $47, with a weighted average carcass price of $45.08. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sow prices were weak, with moderate demand for heavy offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows weighing under 400 pounds traded at $18 to $21, 4 to 5 weight at $19 to $23, 5 to 6 weight at $21 to $25, over 600 pounds at $22 to $29. On the Illinois direct hog trade, prices for bears and gilts at the country buying points were weak, with light demand for moderate offerings ranging from $23 to $31. Receipts for Illinois bears and gilts have totaled $24,894. In the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a dress basis traded at $160, heifers on a live basis traded at $102. From the National Daily Pork Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts was established with 445 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $68.21, which was 45 cents lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading lower. Choice carcasses were $219.77, which was 85 cents lower. Select carcasses at $193.91, which was $2.66 lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 118,000, compared to 116,000 for last week and 119,000 for 1 year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 488,000 compared to 485,000 last week and 420,000 1 year ago. A recap of the Fairview sale barn for Tuesday, September 17th. 302 total receipts. Compared to last week, slaughter steers and slaughter heifers sold 3 to 350 higher. Slaughter cows and slaughter bulls were sharply lower, with slaughter cows selling $2 to $6 lower and slaughter bulls $18 lower. Choice steers range $100 to $106.50. Choice heifers with a range of $99.50 to $105.50. Breaker cows at $54.50 to $64.50. Boner cows at $49 to $59. Lean cows at $40 to $50.50. Bulls 1s and 2s $60 to $74. That concludes our livestock report. This is Katie Lemonager with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And that's all for part one of the Morning Ag Show, brought to you by Farm Credit Illinois and by Taylor Tire and Auto of Litchfield. Part two of the Morning Ag Show brought to you this morning by CHS, farmer-owned with global connections, by Wall Street Financial, by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, and by the CNB Bank and Trust with 19 locations to serve you. And once again, we join WSMI Ag Director Gabe Osborne.
Thank you very much, Randy. And in Ag News for a Wednesday morning, House Appropriations Democrats have done a quick about-face in response to moderate ag members to keep market facilitation program payments going out to farmers on time. Top House Democrats, in an abrupt reversal, have agreed with ag moderates to include a borrowing limit fix for tariff rescue payments in a stopgap spending bill. Some $12 billion in remaining market facilitation program payments will be delayed unless lawmakers lift a Commodity Credit Corporation $30 billion borrowing limit in a budget extension bill. Democratic appropriators were ready to ditch a fix until Ag Democrats, including Ag Committee Chair Colin Peterson, weighed in, issuing a statement that they would not let their farmers be used as political pawns in a battle with the president over his trade tactics. Senate Finance Chair Chuck Grassley, whose panel covers trade, had this to say.
The House is going to put the money in, and it's being put in at the behest of moderate Democrats.
And not just any moderate Democrats.
Probably represent some rural areas, and so we don't have to worry about. Your question, if you didn't know about the email, is legitimate, so I'm just telling you what I read this morning.
Grassley's information, which his staff says came from the Washington Post, was also confirmed by the American Farm Bureau. Without a fix, the USDA would also have to delay billions of farm bill payments. Separately, Grassley is confident now House Speaker Nancy Pelosi will allow the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade deal worth billions of dollars in new farm exports to come to a vote.
Comments that have been made, I don't hear anything negative. And I did hear a report from a major company in the United States who evidently knows Pelosi well, that he figured from talking to her that we're going to get this through the House of Representatives.
Grassley says a tremendous lobbying effort by farm and other groups across the country, some making their way here, will also have an impact in getting the USMCA across the finish line. The White House has notified Congress it will sign a trade agreement with Japan. President Trump notified lawmakers he will enter an agreement on tariffs and digital trade with Japan as the two sides wrap up their talks still this month. The White House published the notice on Monday evening. Trump told lawmakers he is pleased to report that my administration has reached an initial trade agreement. The agreement is expected to be signed along the sidelines of the United Nations General Assembly in New York this month. The agreement does not need approval from Congress and can go into effect immediately. The agreement will mostly lower tariffs on U.S. ag products to levels granted to other exporters to Japan in the Comprehensive and Progress Agreement for the Trans-Pacific Partnership. The lower tariffs will allow U.S. farmers to better compete in the Japanese market. Top U.S. agricultural exports to Japan currently include beef, corn, pork, soybeans, and wheat, totaling $13 billion last year. In other international ag news, after showing very little movement throughout much of 2019, oil prices have jumped considerably over the past couple of days. Following the weekend attack on an oil facility in Saudi Arabia, the price for a barrel of oil jumped roughly 10% to the $60 a barrel range. Allison Mack with GasBuddy.com says the Saudi government has promised to help lessen the international blow by stocking up on oil reserves in the coming week.
Once that happens, then we should see prices go back down. But again, a lot of these things, Glenn, is really out of our control and it's very unpredictable. But given what we know now with the situation, that's what we're predicting.
Max says while oil prices and fuel prices are expected to continue to march higher, the jump should not be as dramatic as it could have been had this attack taken place a month or 6 weeks ago. Mack added this issue should not keep oil prices high for an extended period of time, and prices should slowly decrease as we approach the end of September. In other national ag news, representatives from Minnesota are pushing for funds to allow the Army Corps of Engineers to address issues stemming from the Mississippi River flooding this year. Democrat Representative Ron Kind, Angie Craig, and Betty McCollum, all representing Minnesota, sent a letter to the Office of Management and Budget, pushing for the distribution of $100 million for flood repairs. The funds were included in the Additional Supplemental Appropriations for Disaster Relief Act and were signed into law by President Trump in June. Those funds have not yet been dispersed so the Army Corps can do their job. Right now, the lawmakers say the immediate concern remains keeping the Mississippi River operational for commercial use, which requires additional dredging because of excess sediment buildup this spring. The river is responsible for 1/6 of the nation's intercity cargo and 25% of foreign exports. The letter states the lawmakers urged the Trump administration to act swiftly in allocating long-term funding to reinstate emergency dredging operations. And in other National Ag news, this week, of course, is the 75th annual National Ag Safety Week. Resources promoted this week can also help improve health and safety on the farm. Michael Clemens has more from Washington.
The American Farm Bureau Federation is celebrating National Farm Safety and Health Week as a way to promote safe farming practices. Maggie Good, AFBF Assistant Director of Member Engagement, says the theme of this year's National Farm Safety and Health Week is Shift Farm Safety into High Gear.
It's putting a focus on the importance of safety on the farm as well as our rural roadways. This week really serves as a reminder that it's everyone's responsibility to prioritize and address health and safety concerns in agricultural communities, and that we really need to take health and safety out of the back seat and make it a co-pilot when we're on the farm.
Good says participating in National Farm Safety and Health Week is easy.
The Farm Bureau Safety and Health Network will be sharing resources with our county and state farm bureaus and joining in on the conversation on social media. The National Education Center for Agriculture Safety has made this easy with social media ready posts on topics such as confined spaces, opioid use, and working with youth while on the farm.
She adds webinars scheduled this week will address farm safety topics.
The AgriSafe Network has created a series of free webinars that are really easy to register for, and anyone can join, and these webinars will be going with the theme of the week to talk about preventing agricultural injuries, tractor safety, and some tips for women who are working on the farm.
Visit agrisafe.org for webinar registration and follow Farm Bureau on social media for more resources. Michael Clements, Washington.
Moving on now to local ag news. Starting out tomorrow will be the 2019 Purina Checkerboard Days Customer Appreciation Event at Hamel Co-op. With more information on this year's Customer Appreciation Event, I talk with General Manager of the Hamel Co-op, Amy Rozier.
Our Checkerboard Days, like you said, Purina is celebrating 125-year anniversary, and to be part of that, we are going to celebrate with them. We have some in-store sales those days. We're going to have some discounts on our Laena products. You can buy two bags, get one free. Our Purina mineral tubs are going to have a discount on them. Our Equine Senior and Strategy products are all going to be discounted. Buy so many bags, get one free. And then some in-store products like Leaning Tree gift cards, cookbooks, beekeeping supplies, pet toys, and we have kids' toys and gifts on sale, too. So we're excited about that. We have a few in-store drawings. Our grand prize is a iRobot Roomba, which I think every person could appreciate. They're wonderful things. We're kind of gearing up celebrating Purina's 125th anniversary because next year we actually celebrate our 100-year anniversary here at Hamel Co-op. So we're excited about that as well.
And also you'll have a in-store expert on some of these products that Purina has as well that I see.
Yes, on Friday our Purina rep, David Williams, is going to be in-store here and we're going to set up appointments if anyone wants to have a one-on-one consultation. This is kind of different from whenever we go out and do our on-farm calls. Some people have busy work schedules, and they can't make on-farm calls, so we kind of do an in-store day once a year so people that have schedules can arrange something that works for them.
And again, we're talking with Amy Rozier with Hamel Co-op, and this Appreciation Days will be going on September 19th, 20th, and 21st, so we're just about a week away from that.
Yep, you can stop by and see us. We're going to have, there's no purchase necessary to enter our drawings. We're going to have some other stuff like in-store gift cards and some other items that our companies that we work with have donated. So we're going to be drawing for a bunch of different things. We're going to have donuts and kind of ice in the morning and ice cream in the afternoon. So stop by, grab a cool treat or a tasty donut and see what we have to offer.
And again, that was Amy Rozier, General Manager of the Hamel Co-op in Hamel. And if you'd like to attend their Appreciation Days, which will be next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, the 19th, 20th, and 21st, you can visit the Hamel Co-op at the corner of Old Route 66 and State Route 140 in Hamel. In other events coming up this weekend, the Montgomery County 4-H will be putting on another 4-H shooting sports event, along with archery and air rifles. That'll take place on Sunday from 1:30 to 3 in the afternoon at the 4-H Park in Butler. Coming up next week, the Montgomery County Soil and Water Conservation District will be hosting a conservation tour on Thursday. That'll start at the U of I Extension office in Hillsboro. Registration will begin at 8:30 and the bus tour will begin at 9. The tour will then return to the Extension office in Hillsboro for lunch and presentations. The Soil and Water Conservation District requests that you RSVP by this Friday, however, to be sure there is enough food available for lunch. And you can do so by calling the Montgomery County Soil and Water Conservation District at 217-532-3361, extension 3. The presentations following the lunch will be given by Abigail Peterson with the Soil Health Partnership and David Kleinschmidt with Progressive Agronomy Consulting Services, LLC. If you're interested in this event, be sure to RSVP by Friday by calling the Montgomery County Soil and Water Conservation District at 217-532-3361, extension 3. And finally, in other events going on in the area that's a few weeks out, the U of I Extension in Hillsboro will be hosting a Nut Trees for Your Home Landscape workshop that'll be held at the Extension office in Hillsboro. You can join U of I Extension horticulture educator Andrew Holsinger as he presents all the basic concepts for growing nut crops. This program will take place on October 3rd from 10 to 11 in the morning. There is no charge to attend. However, the U of I Extension is asking attendees to register by October 1st so they can have adequate handouts. And you can pre-register by visiting their website, go.illinois.edu/CJMM, or by calling the office in Hillsboro at 532-3941. And that just about will do it for this Wednesday afternoon edition of the Ag Show. But remember, if you have any ag news for us, you can email it to us at WSMI@WSMIradio.com. So for this Wednesday morning, September 18th, this has been Gabe Osborne reporting for WSMI Ag News.